took his power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Well, hello, good morning. Praise the Lord, everyone. Today is Friday. We have made it through another week, January 13th. And although many people say that Friday the 13th is bad luck, we know that for those of us who are hidden, covered, and believers in Christ, that our life is not affected by luck. I am your host, Evangelist Rossi Williams. I welcome you to the morning motivation broadcast where I serve hot breakfast for your soul. We tackle life's everyday issues with biblical perspective to empower your daily life. And it's all within 15 minutes, Monday through Friday, so you can get to work. We have a new topic and I assign a new task each day. So our focus for today is that your victory has been resurrected. Everything you went through was to bring about God's glory. Your victory, my victory, has been resurrected. Everything we suffered, everything we went through was to bring about God's glory. Our word for this morning comes from the book of John, chapter 11, verses 38 through 44. Yeah, we're going to talk about Lazarus. While you're getting your word ready, I remind everyone that you can learn more about me on our website at feeldfire.com. That's F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. Well, I'm excited. So let's get into the word, and I am reading from the KJV, John 11, 38 through 44. Jesus, therefore, again groaning in himself, cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, meaning Lazarus, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? That was a question he asked her. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. Woo! Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus saith unto them, loose him and let him go. Our focus is your victory has been resurrected today. Everything that you went through was to bring about God's glory. I praise the Lord this morning because when we look at just all of the things that occurred in those few verses, we saw quite a few things related to the procedure of how God works when it comes to resurrecting our lives, lifting our burdens, bringing us from the old us to the new us, releasing our grave clothes, if you will, to let us go, to let us move forward. The first thing that we saw here is that Jesus didn't come right when everyone else thought he should appear. Rather, he waited 4 days of Lazarus being dead. How do we know that he waited? If you go to the verses before what I read, he actually said, you know, his Lazarus' sister said, "Lord, if you'd been here, my brother had not died." And Jesus said to them, "Well, but this was for the glory of God, for him to come at this time." In other words, he could have come sooner, but he didn't come when they expected it. He came when it was right on time. And he specifically said, so that you could see the glory of God in this situation. The next thing that we saw is that Lazarus' sister, Martha, questioned God's knowledge, his strategy, whether or not this was the right thing. And then you see Jesus had to nicely rebuke her, put her back into her place and say, "Didn't I already tell you that this was for the glory of God?" That's why he asked that question, prefaced with, "Said I not unto you?" In other words, didn't I already tell you when you first approached me that this was for the glory of God? I understand that in the natural realm, he has been dead 4 days. I understand that in the natural realm, his body has begun to decompose. I understand that within the natural realm, he's thinking he's dead and there is no life. There is no second chance and no resurrection. But didn't I tell you that all of this was working together for the glory of God? Then the next thing we see is that Jesus then said, "Okay, come on and let's get ready and let's resurrect the situation." So he said, "Lazarus, come forth." In other words, he called that dead thing and made it come forth, made it get up, made it move forward, made it resurrect. But did you notice that when the dead thing resurfaced, it didn't resurface smiling, shouting, joyful, speaking in tongues, turning backflips, slain in the spirit. It didn't come forth with money raining out of the sky. No, it came forth still bound, still covered, the grave clothes. In other words, the burdens still constricting it. So then Jesus had to give the next command. Loose him and let him go. And once he did, that resurrection was complete. I must remind you of this because in our lives today, we have allowed some of life's adversity, some of life's infirmities, some of the problems of life to come in and to defeat us to the point where spiritually, we have been walking around dead to the point where we stink. Our attitudes stink. Our lives stink. Our faith stinks. Our foresight stinks. Our hindsight stinks. Our declarations stink. Our thought process, our finances stink. Our marriage stinks. Our job stinks. Our relationships stink. Our ministry stink. Everything that we put our hands to, it's been stinking. And we've seen the decomposing. We've seen the breaking down. We've been living in the deterioration. How have we seen it? Because we've gotten divorced. We've gotten separated. We've lost our jobs. We filed bankruptcy. We have lost friends. We have no more joy. We won't read our word. We won't pray. We don't even want to go to church because we've been dead for days, for weeks, for months, for years. And we've been saying, "Lord, if you had come earlier, if you had arrived when I asked you to, God, if you had moved on this situation way back then, I would not have had to say, you see, what had happened was because, God, you saw me. You saw the situation. way back when it happened, you saw it. I called on you. I prayed. I fasted. I shouted. I got in my prayer closet. I believed. I proclaimed it, Lord God. I stood there on your word. But you did not come. Ooh, hallelujah. You left me in the grave to rot, decompose, to die. And by now everything around us is stinking. The people are just gathered to watch us go on and decompose back to dust and ash to ashes. No one is anticipating a resurrection. No one even has a way. I don't even know how I will get out of this situation. But today, God wants to remind you, hallelujah, that your victory, your resurrection is here. He didn't come when you thought he should, but he's here today, and today means it's right on time. Woo! He didn't move when you thought he should, but he's moving right now, so that means it's right on time. He is opening up the windows of heaven. He is pouring you out blessings. He is making your enemies be your footstool. He's giving you joy, unspeakable joy. He's sending peace, not as the world gives. Today, God, who has resurrected your victory. Wherever you are, I want you just to begin to praise him right now. The lines are muted. No one can hear you. Just begin to praise him right now. Begin to thank him for your victory. Begin to thank him that he's right on time. Remember that he may not come when you want him, but I guarantee you he's always on time, because time rests in his hands. He can redeem the time. He can come in and make everything like new. He's right on time. Oh, begin to magnify him. Thank you, Jesus. Begin to praise him for your victory. Begin to praise him, hallelujah, for resurrecting your life, resurrecting your faith, your peace, your goodness, your finances, your marriage, your friendship, your business, your job, your health, whatever it is that you need. Begin to praise him right now as we go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, wise Father, we come this morning in the name of Jesus asking the forgiveness of every sin. We enter into your courts, Lord God. We enter into your gates, Lord God. We enter into your presence, Lord God. We are excited. Woo! Because you have resurrected our victory on this morning. Lord, whatever it is that every listener needs, I come in agreement with them that you are right on time today and that you are moving even right now on their behalf, not just in the spiritual realm, but in the natural realm. You are doing a new thing that they have never seen, they've never experienced. You are making a way out of no way. You are raining down miracles. You are breaking chains. You are setting them free. You are sending the latter rain. You have called their victory forth. Ooh. And even now you loosen the grave clothes to let them go. Lord, let them know that everything that they went through, all it did was bring about your glory. They'll reap 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. Everything they lost, it'll be returned and restored. But most importantly, from this day forward, they stink no more. Death has no more hold. Death has no more hold. The grave has no more hold. And all of those who were gathered around to watch them decompose, you have now prepared a table. Woo! A table. A table for them with their cup running over in the presence of their enemies, the presence of their haters, the presence of their naysayers, the presence of their doubters, the presence of the conspirators to bring them down. Woo! They're defeated in the name of Jesus. Come on and praise the Lord. In Jesus' name, we come in agreement that their victory has been resurrected. Everything they went through was to bring about your glory today. Amen. I magnify the Lord. I'm Evangelist Rossi Williams. I'm magnifying the Lord. This is the Morning Motivation Broadcast, where we start your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I'm glorifying the Lord. We tackle life's everyday issues with biblical perspective Monday through Friday to empower your daily life. And it's all within 15 minutes so you can get to work. I'm glorifying the Lord. Please go to the website. I have a great teaching coming up for ministers and pastors on protect your right to preach the word. There are so many other things going on. God is opening doors for those who are reaching out for me to come to your church event retreat. You can reach out on my website. Everything is there at feeldfire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. I'm looking forward to running some revivals with you, teaching you, just helping you live your dreams in 2017. All right, your task for today, is to walk around in victory. I don't care what comes against you today. Do not get angry. Do not get upset. I want you to say, I have been loosed. I have been loosed. I have been loosed, and I've been let go because my victory has been resurrected. I will see you Monday morning at 6:30 a.m. I celebrate Dr. MLK weekend with you as well. And go to the website, feeldofire.com. Please invite someone else to hear this teaching. Your victory has been resurrected. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Feel the fire Friday. Yes. Your victory has been resurrected today. Everything that you went through was for His glory. I love you. I'll see you Monday morning, 6:30 a.m. Eastern.